Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on the upcoming 8th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha. The participants are Prachi Pandey, Joint Secretary and Armstrong Palme Director, Ministry of Education, and Niharika Bhuvania, Anchor.
Exam season is around the corner and so is the most awaited Pariksha Pe Charcha 2025. Launched in 2018, it's a unique program held annually to help students of classes 6th to 12th overcome exam stress and pressure.
During the event, participants get to ask the Prime Minister questions about exam preparation, stress management, and much, much more. And now let's listen to what School Education and Literacy Secretary Sanjay Kumar has to say about Pariksha Pe Charcha.
This year, it was felt that the larger issue of doing well in examination is actually related to well-being. And well-being comprises of several things. It requires mental stress. It requires nutrition. It requires looking at several sectors which are opening up in the economy today because the country is growing and each sector is to be considered. So today, students have much larger worldview and much larger areas to go. So all these things need to be incorporated. And the Honorable Prime Minister directed us that this year the Pariksha Pe Charcha be done in a different format. He would start the main function in which he would be talking to more than 36 students who've come from different parts. In fact, every state is represented in that. He's taking questions from students, he's guiding them, he's counseling them. But other than that, we are also having a session on mental stress. We are also having a session on well-being, how important it is to keep a calm mind.
And on that note, it is our pleasure to be in conversation on this edition of Spotlight with Ms. Prachi Pandey, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Education, and Mr. Armstrong Palme, Director, Ministry of Education. Good evening and welcome to Spotlight. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So to begin with this year's Pariksha Pe Charcha, the focus is on inclusion and diversity, and 36 students from every state, union territory have been selected for the same. So in today's day and age, what is the relevance of this theme, especially in the context of Pariksha Pe Charcha?
First of all, of course, thank you for inviting us here. Pariksha Pe Charcha is a program which has now reached such a scale that it impacts not only children within our country, but you would be surprised and happy to know that there are questions which come from almost 200 countries abroad. So children everywhere want a chance to be heard, and they have questions. They have questions about exams. They have questions about the stress that they face from parental aspirations, teachers' aspirations. They're also worried about their future. So this is a program which tries to address that. But what is the special and unique feature? The unique feature is that the Honorable Prime Minister, from such a powerful and from such a high position in the country, actually speaks to these children with almost like a parent, like an elder brother, like a guru. And that is the key to the success of this program. And that is why it has reached the scale that it has reached, starting from thousands, going up to lakhs. And today it has crossed 5 crore in participation, 3.5 in registrations and 1.46 in the activities that we have conducted.
Would you like to add anything to that?
The fact that it has made it so inclusive, as Madam just said, not only from India, but from 200 other geographical locations across the globe. I was just checking the diversity of the countries that we had received the registration from. I think this is one of the biggest movement amongst the youths, parents and teachers. That itself speaks of the diversity and the popularity of how this even has come about.
That has sparked so many thoughts in my mind. But first and foremost, I would love to know, how does one participate in this program, be it a student, parent or a teacher? How do they get their questions across to the Prime Minister and become a part of this movement, if I can call it that?
So yes, when 3.5 crore people, students, teachers and parents participate, they go through a registration process. They also are asked certain introspective questions. And at the same time, they are given an opportunity to actually ask a question from the Honorable Prime Minister. And we in the ministry, supported by the states, SCRTs and the NCRT, we look at those questions and we collate those questions thematically. And after that, we look at this process and we also select the students. Selection of students is taken from all parts of the country, and it is truly representative because the children who are selected with their questions, they are from the rural areas, from urban areas, they are from government schools, they are from private boards, private schools, girls, boys, and we have children with special needs. So all children are actually selected, and of course the quality of the question matters. They are all very relevant, and we try to ensure that we cover as much as possible because this is one opportunity during the year. So we try and cover as many themes as possible.
You know, that brings my attention to this year's format, which has been revised, and it's a set of 8 episodes. And as ma'am mentioned, there are different areas that need to be spoken about, for example, discipline, for example, handling pressure. So, Mr. Pami, would you want to talk to us about the revised format? And I hear that you also have accomplished people from all walks of life talking to students.
I think this year's edition is more of bringing the closeness of the interactions with all sets of people from all walks of life. First, the episodes of the Honorable PM itself is done not in a classroom environment. It's done in a completely natural setting here in Delhi. You'll be surprised and shocked to see how Honorable PM from his high position comes down and interacts with the children, like Madam stressed, as elder brother, as a father figure, as a teacher's figure. So you'll be happy to see that. The other episodes that will follow after 10th, you will have people from sports, the accomplished Olympian like Mary Kom, Suhas Yatiraj, Avani Lakra. All of these people will talk about how important discipline has been in their life to make them what they are. You'll have people speaking about mental health. You'll have people like Deepika Padukone and Sadhguruji talking about how they take in the pressures from within and able to overcome. You will have people from the technology perspective where they talk about how to integrate technology into your studies. You'll have people talking about the need and the requirement to have food, proper diet, so that you'll have the best of people talking about this. You'll have people from the celebrities world, from the films and artists world, people like Vikrant Meshi, Bhumi Petnekar, talk about how they take the pressure when they're asked to deliver things from the script to the films. So you'll have different sets of experts, and of course one of the most interesting sessions will also be the toppers of the 6 most prestigious exams in the country, from UPSC to IIT JEE to NDA to CLAT to CBSE and ICSE, all of them coming together with the 2 previous participants anchor in the previous editions of PPC, who are also now in MBBS students and another one in IIT Delhi. How they have been able to take on the pressures and what motivated them to be where they are now. So all of these people will come together to give you wonderful sets of episodes.
I think it's a wonderfully well-rounded format, I would say. So, you know, Pariksha Pe Charcha has been functioning for about 8 years now. I believe this is the 8th edition. Have you seen any common patterns that have always emerged when it comes to exam preparation or handling exam stress? When it perhaps comes to diet, for example, these days, the common way to go about it is to survive on coffee. So what are those common patterns that you've observed or common challenges you've seen? And what is your message to parents, teachers and students alike?
Every time that we have our children, they will come up with a very practical kind of issues which they are facing. So I remember one child was talking about how she forgets everything just before when she enters the exam hall. There's another child who talks about how to handle their parental pressure and their aspirations. So there are very many things, and I think how to face this with a calm mind is what the Honorable Prime Minister advises us. And there are small tips that are there. For instance, just being calm before the exam, or going in with a laugh and coming out with a smile. You know, this is one of the mantras. Because if you're stressed about the exams and when you enter the hall, you will certainly not be able to perform the best. But I think the most important message that comes out of it is that exams are just an opportunity. They are one step in the journey of life. And I think the day that children, parents and teachers are able to realize that this is just one step, one page in our book of life, so to speak, I think the exam stress itself will dissipate. And one way that we all try and help children is to assure them that marks will come, but your achievements go beyond the marks. So that's why once exams are over, we should forget about the exams and think about bigger goals that are there, our life goals.
In fact, there is also an Exam Warrior manual or book that has been mentioned on the Pariksha Pe Charcha website. So very briefly, do you want to talk to us about that?
The Exam Warrior book is been written by the Honorable Prime Minister, and every year it actually gets updated with new mantras. It has 34 mantras. It talks about yoga, it talks about meditation, it talks about travel, taking time off, being a friend, collaborating with teachers. These 34 mantras cover so many issues. And the best part is that it's written in a very friendly, easy style, which will appeal to all our children. It also has a number of activities, because big important part of having focus, discipline, is also knowing when to defocus. And you would recall in our previous editions, so this is what we were just talking about, children say, how do I focus? So one of the things that Honorable Prime Minister said, that you first have to defocus. You know, you have to remove the clutter. You have to focus on things which are important in the moment. Be in the present moment. So if you are sleeping, sleep with full intensity. If you are studying, again with the full intensity. So these are all things which are there in that book.
Absolutely. And that's easily accessible to everybody through the website, I believe.
Through the website. It's available in different languages. It's also available in Braille. So these are all things which make it inclusive as well as accessible.
So coming to you, Mr. Pame, what are some of the milestones that the program has been able to achieve over the past few years? For example, in the beginning, ma'am mentioned that we've had about 5 crore registrations. How have you seen this program transform the exam landscape or the way students, parents and teachers go about handling exam pressure?
Since it started in 2018, it was a few thousands. The place that we hosted this itself, it was not such a big auditorium. But the 7th episode that we had in 2024, it has to shift to Bharat Mandapam with 3,000 people participating live, another 18 crore people viewing through various mediums. This year, you'll be happy to know that when we open up the portal for registration on 14th December, we open up the portal of registration for 1 month. And within this, 3.56 crore people registered. And that too, including people from different countries, different geographies. Wow. So that itself speaks of how popular this has become. And this is not just one of an event. This has become something that the children, the parents and the teachers looks forward to. As a run-up to this program, we, the ministry, also organizes various activities starting from the 12th of January, the Youth Day, till 23rd of January, the birth anniversary of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose. So we try to include some of the newest thing that will engage the children. This year, we introduce this instead of the regular quiz and painting competition, which we used to have over the years. We introduce our screening sessions, the screening of Bharat Hai Hum series and animation movies of different freedom fighters in an animated form, 8 to 12 minutes each. We screen this in all districts of the country except those places where there was some law and order issues because of the ongoing activities in the states and other restrictions if there were one or two states. But we try to cover this in all the districts possible. And we had 1.46 crore participation in these various activities. That itself speaks volume of how Pariksha Pe Charcha has evolved over the last 7-8 years. And I am looking forward to make it even more interesting even in the days to come.
Wonderful. I think it's taking a great shape. I'm afraid time does not allow us to go any further. So before we can sign off, I would just like to remind our listeners that the first episode of this year's Pariksha Pe Charcha is going to be telecast live on 10th of Feb, 11 a.m. So do mark your calendars for that. And with that, I would like to thank our guests, Prachi Pandey, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Education, and Armstrong Pame, Director, Ministry of Education, for joining us this evening. Thanks to you for taking out time.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
You were listening to a discussion on the upcoming 8th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha. The participants were Prachi Pandey, Joint Secretary, and Armstrong Pame, Director, Ministry of Education, and Niharika Bhuvania, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.
Spotlight.